When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Emmys are over, but here on Post Show Recap, we are just getting started. My name is Grace. Of course, I'm not alone. I'm here with LaTonya Starks. LaTonya, how are you doing?
I'm doing a great job trying to memorize Paul Walter Hauser's acceptance speech because it was like a rap, and I really enjoyed it.
It was a rap. It was a wrestling promo, I think, as well. Like a legit, I think he's going to wrestle or something. He called out some wrestler, I think. So I think that that's happening. So yeah, called. And then he also loves God. So yeah.
Loves God.
Yeah. So 75th Primetime Emmy Awards. A bit timey-wimey, LaTonya. These were supposed to happen, obviously, last September. They get pushed back because of the, rightfully, because of the writers and actors strike. And so when you think about how The Bear had a really amazing season two, these awards were not for that season of The Bear. They were for season one of The Bear.
Exactly.
And so yeah. Just wait until this September when this all happens again, when The Bear sweeps the comedy award and we all say, that was a comedy? It's a comedy show? All right, sure. Uh-huh. All right.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends actually texted me that this morning. It was just like, never in my life would I have thought that The Bear would be competing in comedy. And I was just like, well, the amount of category fraud that occurs, because like the creator of Beef has said, even though it's a limited series, that he's thinking about doing more.
He did say he's thinking about doing more. Yeah, I don't, you know, but then he also said, but maybe we'll do an anthology. So then maybe he'll get White Lotus for seasons one and two. And then when they're like, you're not allowed to do that anymore. And they move them into drama. Yeah. Overall, LaTonya, I really enjoyed the show. I thought it was very good for the most part. I thought that nothing was surprising, which I think is fine. I think that like the idea of like an award show should surprise me all the time is like, you know, don't be surprised. And then you find out you're angry. You're like, that person should have won. What the heck is going on? You know, sometimes Will Smith, I know it's a different show, but sometimes Will Smith slaps Chris Rock and you're very surprised. And you're like, I don't know if that was a good thing or not. So, you know, let's be fine maybe with, you know, what happened. It was, yeah, pretty much a runaway for like three shows, basically. Mm-hmm. Succession, the Beef and the Bear, oh my, basically running away with most things with a couple of, you know, other wins scattered throughout. So overall, that was good. I thought the, like, there's a thing I really sometimes feel like award shows want to be so, like, they don't even like the stuff that they're doing. And I thought that this was such a, the show was designed as such an appreciation of television in a way that I thought was really, really strong. So sort of combined with like, you know, the skits that may or may not have worked, but, you know, mostly I thought were not annoying at the least with some fun speeches. I thought overall it was a good show, LaTonya.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was really cool to kind of take a little bit of a walk down television memory lane with all of the different ensembles that they brought back for shows like Martin, Cheers, Grey's Anatomy. Like seeing Katherine Heigl up there for Grey's Anatomy, I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah. She was so confused. Great. She forgot that she was going to read from the prompter.
She was just happy to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. I got a line. I thought I was just going to have to stand here. Yeah.
And I thought that all of the acceptance speeches were really, really nice. And a lot of them were very funny and endearing. And it's interesting to have a host with their mother.
Yes, very much so. I thought it was very, so Anthony Anderson, who's the host, we were talking before that I was like, I thought he did a perfectly fine job. And then you're like, yeah, it sucks that he has these allegations against him. I was like, oh yeah, this sucks. I just forgot that he had, you know, it's like, there's too many of them. So just acknowledging that, but you know, I thought he did a perfectly fine job. He was not annoying, I thought.
Right.
And I thought the bit with his mom was really funny, but I will say I thought it was going to be a bit. And then his mom stood up during Jennifer Coolidge's speech and starts interrupting Jennifer Coolidge. And I was like, this was the worst possible one for it to, like, Jennifer Coolidge you know, she kind of forgets where she, you know, very Catherine Hyatt. She's like, forget, kind of like, is like, what am I supposed to do? I'm always surprised. I went like, you know, and I just thought it was like the first award basically too, I think, that got given out. And so as soon as his mom actually stood up, it was like, honey, you got to say, I was like, I don't like this actually.
Yeah.
The only funny one was when John Oliver was like, I want to be yelled at by Anthony Anderson's exactly. mom. So I'll be listing off the Liverpool. I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm going to just list off their roster.
That was great.
Yeah. And her saying, I met Harrison Ford, and pointing to the man, the little boy who's a seat filler, was pretty good. But yeah, I've never seen the mother son duo. It was interesting.
It was interesting. See, I don't know what I expected when I heard that she was going to be hosting along with her son, but I didn't expect her to be mic'd up in the audience for the entirety of the show.
But
like,
that
was wild.
But also funny that she was like never on stage. She's just in a seat.
Exactly.
Like she's just like sitting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when they thought maybe she had disappeared with John Oliver, but she was actually just fully there. So
she was there.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Yeah. So I think that the takeaways I take away is like, yeah, this domination of these three shows, one that has complete category fraud, maybe Beef has a little bit of category fraud as well. Mm-hmm. Succession. It's hard for me to feel like mad that Succession won a bunch of stuff because I love Succession. And then, yeah, I thought that the celebration of the history of television, and, you know, I thought that they did it. It was a lot of like, this thing's been on for so long.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean
years.
It doesn't always mean it's good, but the Emmys. But
oh,
also
you mean
like Grey's Anatomy? They're like, we're the longest running medical drama of all time.
Yeah.
There's
always
another
sunny.
One. Yeah, Always Sunny being the longest running comedy. That was I liked their bit too. Of like, we didn't get anything. Yeah, it was like, very good.
This is our first time here.
Yeah, so I thought overall very good. And then the other piece I just want to acknowledge about celebrating the history of TV is I think it could have been very easy to, and so I feel like Martin being celebrated, getting the cast reunion there. Is it Marla Gibbs who comes
yes.
out? Yeah. So 92 like
92 years old.
Amazing. She was very funny. I thought like, I thought some of this, you just get, you know, some of the, it's like, you've lost it a smidge, but Marla Gibbs, I thought was like, so funny. Mm-hmm. Her stuff too was very about like, you know, I have to work so long because there's a wage gap. Like women get paid less, but they take twice as many jobs. And that was really funny. But I just want to acknowledge, I think it would have been very easy to like, yeah, do Cheers and like, you know, all these like, you know, what white people watch. And I do just want to acknowledge that like the show, I thought, did a good job of, you know, also including Black television, which is, you know, is also a part of television, obviously. But I thought it was, it was well done. Yeah.
A huge part of television history for so many of us. I mean, like, I grew up on Marla Gibbs, like, Miss Gibbs, I love you. If I ever received an award or even just like a glance from that woman, I would probably turn into a pillar of salt. And then having the cast of Martin there, and they look so good.
They do look really good.
They look really good.
Yeah.
And I think that a big part of that is the fact that the three main producers, from what I understand of this show, were all Black.
Okay.
So they, and I believe even the person that was doing the announcements was a Black woman. So it was just really, you know, really like a kind of a turnaround from what we typically get out of award shows and the types of programs that are focused on. And we got from this year, even from like the Creative Arts Emmys, you know, the biggest like group of Black winners that we've gotten. We got Quinta, we got Io, we got Niecy, we got Storm, we got Kiki. Like, that's so cool. And then we have, of course, Beef sweeping, like basically sweeping everything as well.
Yep. Yeah,
so,
in their category,
like,
yep.
Yeah, most diverse Emmys, I think, ever.
Yeah. It was the and then the other note, it being Martin Luther King Day in the United States. And so the note at the end of the show. And also I really liked the note when they're about to do the Governor's Award. And so when he talks about the history of television and it being actually like not just TV shows, but also like moments that happen on television. I thought that was really cool. I just thought celebrating television. I feel like sometimes I watch these award shows and I feel like they didn't like watching the movies or like watching the TV shows. And you're like, what do you do it? Just like, give me movie stuff and TV stuff, you know? And so I thought that this balanced that all really well in a way that I thought the show was really good. I was entertained the whole time. I actually was out for dinner for a colleague and came home and watched it. And I was like, I think I'm gonna struggle to like stick because I like was gonna watch it and like skip all the commercials, which was an excellent way to watch the Emmys. Oh, yeah. But I didn't feel like it had like it didn't feel long. There's very little that I thought during the show that I was like, come on, wrap it up, like you know. And they gave out a lot of awards. Like they said, they gave out 21 awards. So yeah, I thought the show overall in terms of like the production of the show was really strong.
And I think that part of that is owed to the fact that they did move so many of the awards over to the Creative Arts Emmys.
Right.
As opposed to giving them out all at the major ceremony of the Emmys themselves. You know, I know that those people still got to give acceptance speeches and they were feted by the other people in Hollywood and their teams and everything that were there with them. So it, you know, on the one hand, it kind of creates like a bit of a dichotomy in terms of what awards are quote unquote worthy enough to be on the main broadcast. But on the other hand, I'm not going to complain about an award show being quicker.
The only thing I would say is I did kind of forget that happened. There was somebody messaged me. I will not out them, but they were like, did I miss the Emmys? And I was like, no, the Creative Arts Emmys, they moved a lot of that, you know, whatever. And I think that it's really tough. But watching the show, I don't know that there's anything I would have been like, why wasn't that on the Creative Arts Emmys? There were some stuff for sure. Like when you see Nick Offerman getting, you know, an award, or Judith Light or Storm Reid or Sam Richardson from Ted Lasso, Tim Robinson, you know, I would have kind of liked them to. But the other piece is like, I think the quick, simple fix is like, why didn't they do a montage of who won a bunch of the stuff and like showcase the speeches? Judith Light, Sam Richardson, Nick Offerman, Storm Reid all win like guest spot. They gave Barack Obama a narrator Emmy, Maya Rudolph, Kiki Palmer. Like, yeah, like Wednesday won an award, which is like, you know, it was for design for a narrative program or something. But like Wednesday is like a really popular show. It was like maybe the most watched Netflix show. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, just figure out a way to like acknowledge it on the show, I think. And I know that feels like, yeah, you're just like adding more and maybe you want to drive people to go watch the creative. I think FXX holds the rights to broadcast it. So I think it was aired, but. It's hard to find if you don't have XXX, not FX.
I think it's
XX.
So when I was trying to and failing to find the Emmys on my YouTube TV, I did see that the Creative Arts Emmys are there in full.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some winners. Where do you want to category fraud fully. The Bear just like being like, yep, we're a comedy, even though the show like actually causes people stress and anxiety. I did like that got called out on the show.
So
Iowa to Berry with basically the trio wins for Iowa to Berry, Eben Moss, Backrock, and Jeremy Allen White all win for their performances, and it wins best comedy. It's hard for me to say that they're not all deserving, so I don't, other than that, it's not a comedy, but I don't know.
Listen, there are some very funny things that happen during The Bear.
100%. Yeah.
But that does not a comedy make.
Succession is very funny. I saw someone say that those two should be switched, actually. Call Succession a comedy and call The Bear a drama. But
they're both dramas.
Yeah, I know. They're both dramas. Yeah.
They're both dramas.
Yeah.
Listen, The Bear became my entire personality during the time that it came out, especially, I mean, I don't even know like whether season one or season two got like me most hype, but season one is like where we like really fell in love with all of these characters. And that's what they're still talking about, you know, for these Emmys because of the strike. So I'm not going to be mad that any of those people won awards for the work that they did for probably my favorite TV show to come out in recent history.
It's really good. It's really good. I mean, season one has an episode where they want to turn on basically like delivery pickup or whatever.
Yes.
And they like, and that just, you know, causes me immense stress and thing. But yeah, it's hard for me not to think that the three of these, I don't know if exactly I would have given, like, it's really, again, the timing of this stuff is really hard. I was not sold on
Eben.
Yeah. And then there's an episode in season two. If you haven't watched season two, it's Forks. And I'm like, yeah, okay, he's amazing. He's amazing. Like, and you know, that's part of like, he's not super likable in the show. So it's like, you know, that is hard. He was up against some folks who Anthony Carrigan in Barry, Brett Goldstein, James Marsden. We could maybe quibble with maybe the James Marsden nomination, who's literally playing himself. But no, he's playing a character of himself. Henry Winkler, Tyler James Williams, like lots of people I would have liked to see. This is maybe the one I definitely see it for season two, and I maybe don't see it as much for season one, but it's fine. He's great. It's fine. It's fine. He kissed Maddie Matheson on the lips. So
he did. He did. There was a lot of manful kisses going on at the Emmy Awards, which I was happy about. I have loved Evan Moss Bacharach for too long. I loved him when he was Desi on Girls, and I just have a soft spot in my heart for him. Would I like to see Tyler James Williams win? Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because Abbott Elementary is such an outstanding show, but he really is outshone by Quinta. So I can understand why that might not be like the flashiest role. Whereas with Eben in The Bear, you really do get to see a lot of different sides of someone, especially in the first season, who is so like so much of an unlikable, gruff character when it starts out. There's no doubt in my mind that he will repeat and win the Emmy again, because season two, he just like levels up in a way that, you know, is unmistakable.
Yeah, I agree. I think if there's any of them that probably I thought might lose, it was Jeremy Allen White. I think that Bill Hader and Jason Sudeikis are both, it's their last.
But is it
their last time to be nominated? Am I now
for those shows?
Is it though? This is where I'm like confused about the timing. I think it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait, I don't know. Right. Well, yeah, I don't know. If it's not, then it's fine. But if it is, I feel. But then, like, Poker Face came out about a year ago. So I have to think came out about a year ago. So I don't know.
This confuses me.
Okay, television program from June 1st, 2020 until May 31st, 2023.
The reason I do think it's true that it's the last season for at least Bill Hader is that the clips that they showed were from the last season.
Yeah. So Ted Lasso, that was definitely it. Last episode ended on May 31st. So it was for this Emmys. And then let me just check for Barry, which last came out in great podcasting, May 28, 2023. They both ended in May. So they both obviously released their seasons to qualify for these Emmys in particular. Okay. So it was their last Emmy shot. So yeah, that's the one where I thought like maybe Jeremy Allen White will lose because he'll get another one, but they won't get another one for that one. So I thought maybe there was a chance that either Bill Hader or Jason Sudeikis would win, but they don't. Jeremy Allen White. This is kind of like all the years that from Veep, Julie Louis-Dreyfus just like would win every year. And you're like, nobody could.
And if this was for because this was for season one of The Bear, I know that Jeremy Allen White won for that monologue that he gave when he went to the Al-Anon meeting.
Right.
So, I mean, like Barry, I loved and podcasted about. But such an idiosyncratic show and season. The final season of Barry was wild in a way that I don't think a lot of people grasped. Ted Lasso, I thought, I'm not sure if I was completely happy with the way that it ended, and maybe other people felt the same.
Yeah, but I just think, and it's also just because it's comedy. Like, who's funnier? Who's the funniest?
That's
not fair. Jeremy. I'm very sorry, Jeremy. I love him. I do more Calvin Klein ads. I see you. His shirt, his button got ripped at the end. Did you see that? He had a ripped button. I was like, more, please.
Just anyway, take off the whole shirt.
Yeah. All right. And then Beef wins. And, we were talking about this before, how much to talk about it. It's a little bit like, I feel like the Beef controversy on one hand, I feel like there's some ways in which that was, so easy to jump on a show that's a full Asian cast and crew basically, and to to sort of like tear it down in the midst of this controversy. I also agree that like, I do not love their reaction in terms of the star that they had, who had a story on a podcast and then was saying, and the way they were like, what a bad joke he made, instead of being like, yeah. Oh, I feel like he was telling the truth about the thing he did. And so the reaction isn't great. And then it feels like it's kind of been forgotten about as we've been here in awards season, but you know, tis what it is. But it dominates a fair bit too. It wins Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series. And then Steve Yeun and Ali Wong both win for their lead performances, which I do think are, I only watched Beef because it came on the top 10 and I wanted to make sure I'd seen everything. I really enjoyed it. And it was so different than what I was expecting. I was not expecting it to be what it was. And so it was a little bit of a surprise for me in a way that I really enjoyed. And I do think more so Ali Wong, I think maybe than Steven Yeun, but I do think he's deserving of his Emmy. So yeah,
I feel like the episode that they submitted for Steven Yeun was the one where he's like singing with the guitar, because I watched Beef the day that it came out before I knew of any of the controversy, because I was so excited that Ali Wong and Steven Yeun were going to be yelling at each other over a limited series. And there was something so masterful about his performance. No one knew really that he could sing or play guitar.
Yeah, I didn't
And the way that he was...
It's probably one random Walking Dead episode that somebody was still watching. I know that, you know, he hasn't been on it for a few years, but they're like, no, he's singing that one in season 6 of Walking Dead. It's like, yeah, nobody was watching except for Chappelle, Jessica, and Josh. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you for watching so we don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one I was really worried about was an Evan Peters win. And it's not that I don't like Evan Peters, but it's like, we're just gonna, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, I don't know. And he won the Golden Globe, which like feels like forever ago. That was like,
it was forever ago.
Right. And so like, he had to have been like, when he saw Beef come up, be like, oh damn it, I lost my Emmy. Because he was the other one I was like kind of worried, maybe even worried. Yeah, I was worried he would win. So I really like Taron Egerton in Blackbird, but yeah, I was a little bit worried that we were gonna get an Evan Peters win last night, but we didn't.
See, no. I know that there's so much controversy around Ryan Murphy and around this show in particular, Dahmer, Monster. The way that they kept saying it was hilarious.
Well, they clearly condensed the, like, as they were trying to make up time, one of the ways they did it was like,
Dahmer, Monster.
And the nominees are Dahmer, Monster, for Evan Peters, Taron Egerton, he was in Blackbird, Come On and Johnny, he was in Welcome to Chippendale. They're like speeding through. If you're listening to this on 2X, I apologize.
You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. The combination of playing a serial killer and it being Evan Peters just gets my vote. I can't help it. He's so good and so creepy. And I love the relationship he has with Niecy Nash Betts. The pictures of them dancing with each other at the after party just gave me so much joy, because those two people could have easily been at odds with each other given the characters that they played, but it seems like they really got a lot of support from one another and getting through what was a really, really difficult shoot. So
I think undoubtedly the best speech of the night does come from Niecy Nash Betts, who delivers this like very powerful a speech. She thanks herself and then talks about how she's not going to stop sticking up for the things she believes in. It was so good, so powerful. I am very happy that she won. And that she got to deliver this, you know, speech on the stage. It was so good, Latanya.
It was profound and phenomenal. Just the fact that she got to deliver the speech on Martin Luther King's birthday, the fact that she brought up, you know, the plight of Black and brown women, not just in Hollywood, but in the world, who are underappreciated and overpoliced. And then she dropped the names that she did. And just the chutzpah to thank yourself, you know, like only really she knows what she's gone through to get where she is right now. Only she and the people very close to her know how hard her life has been in Hollywood. And for her to continue to stay with it throughout all that, and then to have it culminate in a win for this role, wonderful.
It's so good. She was also very funny. She's like, so she says, I want to thank, and you know who I want to thank? I want to thank me for believing in me and doing what they said I could not do. And I want to say to myself in front of all you beautiful people, go on, girl, get with your bad self. You did it. And she's like, it's so good. And then she's like, I accept this award on behalf of every black and brown woman who's gone unheard yet over-policed. Glenda Cleveland, Sandra Bland, like Breonna Taylor. As an artist, my job is to speak truth to power. And baby, I'm going to do it till the day I die. Mama, I won. So good.
Mama, I won.
It's so good. It's so good.
I know.
Good.
And for her to beat what was an incredibly like white group of actresses in this role and to do so with that speech was such a highlight of the show.
Yeah. Very, very good. So the last show that sort of dominates the night is obviously Succession. It wins the last award of the night in Best Drama. But you also get Kieran Culkin winning for Roman Roy. You get Sarah Snook winning and you get Matthew McFadyen winning. Very funny. Jeremy Strong has released the reason he was not there. Although I think Jesse Armstrong maybe was trying to cover for him in saying that he was filming a movie.
Yeah.
Jeremy Strong today said, I forgot. I forgot the Emmys were happening, which the Emmys must be so mad that he said.
Listen. I've got to talk about my Capricorn King for a second.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Strong, born on Christmas. I was born 3 days before him, but like different years. But still, we share kindredness.
Yep.
I love Kieran Culkin. I loved his performance in the final season of Succession, but the fact that Jeremy Strong has not received a single award for
his performance.
He didn't
get nominated at SAG-AFTRA.
Exactly.
I have a theory about this.
Okay.
Brian Cox kind of was like, basically like,
I hate him.
You think actors don't really like Jeremy Strong? Is that why he didn't get nominated at the SAG
award? I think it's a combination of actors don't like him / people are over the method.
Right. Yeah.
And he's been rewarded before. Like, we can say that all the three main siblings, of course, Connor not included, because that totally makes sense when it comes to the show.
Well, Alan Ruck also got that. He got nominated, right? He just didn't win.
Yes, but he didn't win. Yeah. But Sarah and Kieran and Jeremy have all won Emmys for their portrayal of those roles.
I forgot as well, Mark Millad wins for directing, Jesse Armstrong wins for writing. I was thinking a bit tough. There's a moment that I really liked where John Oliver wins for, I think, variety show. So he got moved. There's a very funny moment where like Trevor Noah's like, thank, we did it. We moved John Oliver into the different category. So we did it. We won. Someone who finally wins instead. He beats a black lady sketch on Saturday Night Live, John Oliver, in Outstanding Script Variety Series. And then they win something else, like the show wins something else. And I thought it was very, very good of him. Maybe writing for that. And he gives the mic to seemingly head writer or one of the lead writers of the show. Mm-hmm. I thought that was they went outstanding writing for a variety series. I think it's tough. This happens sometimes at the Oscars when the director will have written the movie. And so they accept first for the writing and then they go up and they have to accept now for directing. And it's like, I don't know how we fix it of like, you already did your speech, but you kind of already did your speech.
Right.
So, like, I don't know, because I can't, because like you save the more important one for second. Mm-hmm. But Jesse Armstrong comes up at the end. He's like, I know now he's like, it's about the whole show rather than him. But I was like, I heard your speech. It's, and it's the last award. So who's going to, what are you going to do? I don't know.
This is why I think what The Bear did throughout award season was so cool, because they took supporting actors that weren't nominated and they gave speeches.
Well, Matty Matheson has been doing a lot of the acceptances because he's an executive producer on the show.
Yeah, but Lionel Boyce accepted an award. I can't remember which show it was. And then Liza Colon-Zayas did for the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. Or no, sorry, for the Critics' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
So it's spreading the wealth in that way, I thought was cool.
Did you have a tinge of fear? And I really love this show. But do you have a tinge of fear when Anthony Anderson comes out and he's doing one last bit before Outstanding Drama Series, and you have the Iron Throne is there. And then he's like, and now introducing, four-time award winner, Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fun. Yeah, that was a big show. That's fun. That's cool. Yeah, fun. And they're like, The nominees are Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of the Dragon. It's like, oh my God, is House of the Dragon about to win? And it's like Succession. I'm like, oh no, Succession should win, but maybe not. Like, they put the throne there. Like, are they gonna? And then no, Succession just wins. But
I know.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know. Listen, my Kindred fear came far earlier when they started talking about Dan Benioff and D.B. Weiss. I was like, oh no, are they coming?
Oh, I thought when the American Horror Story Latex Man came out, I thought that's when you had your tinge of fear.
The Rubber Man.
The Rubber Man.
Official name.
Yeah. The only season of American Horror Story I've seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know, well, I'd like it.
At least watch Coven. I'm not saying that's watch any two, of the so. Other season. Yeah. There you I go. Know.
Yeah. So it'd be easy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were the big awards. What else do we got from last night? We have we do get out. What'd you make of Elton John? Basically, be like that was a pretty cool concert he did.
He's got the EGOT.
Okay, this one. Okay, I do have a critique of this one. Okay. Again, the reunions I thought were great, and the like celebration of TV. I thought the Cheers reunion was really fun. I love the It's Always Sunny bit. I thought it was so funny. They do Weekend Update. I'm like, okay, great. This is very funny. And they're starting doing these jokes. I'm like, this isn't really how Weekend Update works. And it's not even really that funny. And then they're like, and the winner is. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So because every other thing, even if it was a bit, they would then do the video and they would introduce them and they'd speed them up as they were going. But this one, they decided they would announce the nominees via a Weekend Update joke. So then when they're like, and Elton John wins, I was like, wait, what? Like, what? This is a real award? Wait, what? And then they come up there on there. And I did like the appreciation for Elton John, and he got an EGOT because of it. So that's kind of
funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Elton John should have already gotten an EGOT by now, mm-hmm. but I'm happy that he did get it, even if it beat Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love Rihanna. I realized that the Super Bowl halftime show was not everyone's favorite. But like me and Iman, the two people who agreed on the internet were like vibing.
I thought people liked it. Did I
complain?
Have I successfully blocked the right people on Twitter? That's exciting.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do. This was the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show starring Rihanna on Fox. Mm-hmm. That's the official name of that. Yeah. Okay, Quinta Brunson wins for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. I would have liked a little bit more, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and again, I don't know who you like take Emmys from, but I always do like that. Like, okay, maybe that show didn't win Best Comedy, but like, yeah, Quinta Brunson wins like an award for the show, and it's nice. And like, was it last year at the Emmys that Cheryl Lee Ralph won her award and gave this like impassioned, like it's so good. So I like these moments. What do you make of Quinta winning? It's well deserved. Abigail Muncrief is great.
I am over the moon about her winning, especially considering that she is the first Black comedic actress in 40 years to win this award. Isabel Sanford for the Jeffersons that took home the award 42 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So just the idea that, you know, like I see a lot of myself in Quinta, like her like actual work that she did before getting into the entertainment industry is similar to work that I have done, and her sense of humor is similar to my sense of humor. And it's just great to see her succeed in this way and to see her succeed along with Io, because they really are like sisters, is one of the best things to come out of this award season for sure.
Also, Abbott is such a throwback to these kind of like comedies that I feel like we haven't got in a little while. Like our comedies are more The Bear than Abbott Elementary, but they're some of my favorite things ever. Like, you know, I'm a big Office, Parks and Rec, like, you know, this type of thing, and Abbott definitely is like an evolution of those shows, which I very much appreciate them getting some love there. Like, yeah, if you look at all the other shows in the category, it's Dead to Me, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Poker Face, and Wednesday. None of those shows are like classically sitcom, I feel like. They're all very strange in their own way. So yeah, very happy to see Quentin. Quinta is the only person who gets an exception for the complaint I'm about to make, Latanya.
Okay.
If you are nominated for an award, I don't think you should present an award. And Quinta only gets an exception because then it was very fun to see her and Marla Gibbs together, and they were excellent together. They so, like, together. You could do it a bit. You could do it a little bit. But if you are nominated, I think you don't present an award. Although I guess really? Then, yeah, that's my hot take. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. My hot take. Yeah.
They just love the star power so much of having, you know, the nominees be presenters. And it is interesting sometimes, I say sometimes with like quotation marks, when they to see who they choose to put together mm-hmm. to present awards. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those things work out very well. I'm looking at you, Coleman Domingo and Sarah Waddingham.
Were you pulling a Laverne Cox? Laverne Cox got her. Did you see this clip? Did this go?
Oh, no, viral? I haven't seen it.
So she said, Hannah Waddington is so happy. And she goes, Waddingham. And then she says, let's get it right. And it's a bit, I don't know. It's not, I don't know. Yeah, it's very awkward all around because Yes, she said, let's get that right. She said before we started the interview. So brutal. I don't like it.
I will say that if I was actually hired to be on the red carpet, I would know all of the names of the people that I need to talk to.
Well, yeah, but let's defend Laverne Cox. It's fine. Hannah Waddingham, there's nobody she should literally get, I don't care how bad her performance is, she should be nominated every single year. She should be set front row because nobody gives a reaction like Hannah Waddingham at an award show. Nobody points and is like, yes, you. Like, you are living your best life. Like, nobody does. Like, every once in a while, it must be hard to, like, because I feel like there must be, like, a trick that all these actors pull where, like, they must know that the camera's coming. There's a moment where somebody is doing a full bit, and there's a few people I caught doing this. One, Steve Martin didn't look like he was laughing at anything. And I love Steve Martin, but every time they would every time they would cut to like Steve Martin and Marty Short, they would just be looking like, And then another time where everybody is clapping except Tom Colicchio from Top Chef was sitting with his arms crossed. And so I just feel like they must have a trip where like Steve Martin must know when the camera is like, him and Marty must be like, when the camera comes on us, we shall be stone faced. He's like, yes, we shall be stone faced. And so they must be like smiling, like, we got him, switch to Steve. And they switch to Steve. And then he's like, no, this isn't, I don't like this. I don't know. Tough job directing the Emmys.
Tom Colicchio is probably just like, I wonder how many people that all of the rich people in here could feed.
Just like, oh man, we're not going to get any more awards because Padma left. So that was our last shot. Oh man, he's so bummed. He's so sad. It's like, oh, we lost to RuPaul again. RuPaul's speech. You know, RuPaul, stop fracking. But other than that, great message. Let trans
people read to you. Let drag queens read to you.
Yeah. The GLAAD Award, the GLAAD Acceptance Award too, about we need more trans stories. That was obviously, I was like, yeah. So yeah, I thought, lots of great LGBTQ representation at the show. There's a lot of drag queens. They can't, like, where were they all sitting? There are a lot of them.
There's so many of them. I love how RuPaul was like, we've released hundreds of drag queens into the wild.
Yeah, that was very funny. Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge wins for supporting actress in a drama series. Okay. I was very happy. I thought this was going to be Elizabeth Debicki. Just she's had a lot of momentum. An off chance of like someone like, but I thought this was kind of like J. Smith Cameron's weakest season as Jerry.
She barely got any screen time.
But Jennifer Coolidge getting one last moment as Tanya McCoy Hunt say I think I'm officially dead. So. Yeah, and she thanked all the evil gays.
Yeah, my favorite kind.
Yeah, I saw Dr. Amanda say that's what she does after every good episode of Survivor. She thanks the evil gays. They're the ones who create good Survivor television.
Jam Jam was there.
Carson and Carolyn were also there, and Jeff Probst, I believe, and Romeo. Was interviewing people maybe on the red, at least was there in some capacity, and has a picture with Jeff Probst up saying the last time I saw him was the finale Survivor. So yeah.
I love Romeo getting to live his like pageant dreams.
Yeah, it was great. That's basically it. Is there anything else you want to touch on? I thought the Cheers reunion I thought was pretty good. Although then awkward when they're like, yeah, Christopher Storr isn't here. He's not here. He's not here. He didn't want to come. So
no, he forgot. Yeah.
Ted Danson. Ted Danson will accept on behalf. It was a little weird, but it's fine. Yeah.
I would just like to say that I would encourage the Emmy voters to watch more television, because while I was happy with the nominees that we got and with the winners ultimately that we got, especially with them being so diverse this year, it really did seem like, you know, the Emmys watched a total of 10 TV shows and that was it. Like, to have absolutely no nominations for Reservation Dogs or Snowfall in their, like, final seasons. If
one nom for Swarm, a show that was covered on the
Connect. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not great. Not great. The other thing it feels like just from this year is that, like, they were just like, people submitted their votes and they were just like, they literally just wrote Succession, the Beef and the Bear. And it was just like, for all the categories. And then they just like checked off the list. And somehow, like, you know, Quinta didn't even beat anybody from the shows. They didn't put anybody up for lead. Right? How did Iowa supporting? So yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they basically lead. Yeah. Did anybody lose in these? Like, nobody did. They did those categories lose in any categories where they could have lost, right? I don't even know. So, other than like to themselves, right? I don't think they did.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just feels like they were like, yeah, for that one. A big headline today is that was the last chance for Better Call Saul to get nominated for anything.
Exactly.
And it did not win a single Emmy over the course of its 6-year run, which seems pretty wild. Pretty bad.
It is wild. Not yeah. Good.
Yeah,
and they didn't even nominate Ray Seahorn until just now.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, they're not good. Not good. Yeah. Anything else, Latanya? Anything else you wanna?
I just liked the room. I feel like it was a warm room. You know what I mean? Like, everyone seemed legitimately happy for everyone.
Oh, I thought they started out phenomenally bringing Christina Applegate, who is suffering from multiple sclerosis. She makes a killer joke. Yeah, she beat breast cancer. She makes a killer joke in which, like, oh, you're all standing. How that's pretty ableist. It's like so good. It's so funny. And then she's saying, like, and I first acted when I was this years old in this, or you might remember for this. She goes, yeah, yeah, don't have to clap at everything I did. Like, don't clap for every accomplishment I've had. She was so funny.
She was hilarious.
So good. She said, I don't even need this man. I'm just here because I think he looks cute. She was so good. I don't know, such a unique way to start the show. And I thought it had so much energy and life, and it felt like such a nice thing for her. She made it funny. She was like self-deprecating and deprecating the room. Like, it was a perfect like little thing. Yeah. It was obviously, I think, after Anthony Anderson's monologue, but like the first thing to get us into the show, I thought was like, what a good choice, I thought.
Really, really good. And just glad that she was well enough to be able to be there and do that, you know?
Agreed, yeah. So I thought overall I liked it. It was really good. I thought the show was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And next year we'll have a more normal calendar year where we won't be confused. Ooh. Or maybe not. Who knows? Who knows? All right. Well, Latanya, what else do you got going on? Where can people find you?
Well, podcasting with you and Mike Bloom, we'll be talking about the season 5 finale of Fargo. Which airs tonight. So I'm very excited about that.
Right.
Also, we'll be talking back on my Versus BS, this time with Mike Bloom, where we will be talking about season 1 of True Detective versus season 4, True Detective Night Country, the first episode of which aired on Sunday. You can also catch me talking about both the 1985 version and the 2023 versions of the movie The Color Purple, with The Connect with Chappelle and Mari. So that's been really good. Just lots of good podcasting going on, and hopefully more things on the horizon. So just stay tuned and follow me on Twitter at LK Starks or on Instagram at Stormborn1222. What about you, Grace?
I got lots going. One other thing I just wanted to mention about the show, which we haven't really talked about, was the tribute section. And I thought moving from the Fast and the Furious song into the Friends theme was so good. It's so good. And then ending, you're like, oh, that's an interesting choice. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, Matthew Perry passed away. And then ending on him,
right.
That was quite powerful. So, yeah.
It really was.
I'm also chatting Fargo, the finale of which is this week, obviously. So we're doing that. Movies each week with Ariel. This past week we talked about the Mean Girls musical, which was fine. It's fine that they made that movie. Dr. Amanda and I chat about the Curse finale, and we'll be doing a feedback show this week. Dr. Amanda and I doing True Detective recaps, and then I'm doing the deep dive with Jess. We just recorded our first episode tonight, so that should be out soon. And full spoiler recaps, Jess and I are going to be talking. We just talked about For All Mankind season 4, and then we're going to be chatting about Slow Horses. So we're on a bit of an Apple TV train at the moment. I'm on social media app from Grace. We'll be back, you know, whenever there's more award shows to cover. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye bye.